History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Matt, welcome to The Wolf. Welcome to Second Date Update. Tell us about Sydney.
Well, guys, like, I honestly have not heard from her in, like, 2 weeks since we went on our first date, and I'm just wanting to know what's up.
But obviously, you had a good time, and you thought she did, too. Can you tell us a little bit about, tell us, like, kind of just about the date. Give us a little background.
I mean, it's pretty like your typical like first date, right? Like we met up at a bar, we got some snacks, a little bit of food, had some drinks, like talked about all the usual stuff, like constant conversation, you know, work, family. We just got along really well. I'm just kind of dumbstruck. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Can you think of anything, Matt, that could have made Sydney not want to see you again? I mean, anything at all that came up in the conversation where there was a, you know, an awkward pause or something?
Well, you know what? The only thing I've been racking my brain about it, and the only thing I can really think that maybe was a little weird was the fact that I thought it was a little strange that her dad was a magician.
Really?
That was kind of a, yeah, like, I don't know.
Like professionally?
Like, I thought of like, yeah.
Did you give her, like, grief? Did you, like, laugh at that? I mean, like, so she tells you, my dad's a magician, like, and you go, like...
Yeah. Maybe I chuckled about it because I just thought it was kind of strange. Like, I always think of a magician as, like, something you do in your 20s, right? Like, you're gigging, but this guy's, like, 60. He's got, like, I'd never thought of that as later.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah, but those guys, I mean, some of those guys go to, like, the kids' parties and birthdays, and they do really well, so, you know.
Yeah, so you didn't laugh, I'm sorry, you didn't laugh at that, and then she was maybe offended?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I could think of, honestly. Okay. I thought that, I mean, I might have chuckled about it, but it's not like I was like, what? Like, I wasn't great, you know? Like, anyway, that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. All right, well, Matt, the only way to find out, let's just call her. Let's just ask her what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Sydney, please?
This is Sydney.
Sydney, yes, good morning. I just want to let you know, everything's fine. It's not a sales call or anything like that. But I got to tell you, Sydney, you're on the radio right now because we are calling from 102.9 The Wolf. And okay.
So we're in PT. Good morning.
Yeah. So we're calling to ask about, and I know this is out of the blue and kind of a shock or whatever, but we do a segment called Second Date Update on our show. And we're calling you to ask about a date that you went on recently with a gentleman named Matt. Would you have a moment to talk to us about that?
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Fancy Bachelor.
Okay. I guess, can you explain more? What do you call him that?
Well, I mean, he was a nice guy, I guess, but he's a single dude, lives paycheck to paycheck, and he has a house cleaner.
A house cleaner? Like
a maid? And what's up with that? What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have enough money. Like, we only had appetizers on our date because he couldn't afford that, but he pays a woman to clean his apartment, so...
But a lot of people, I guess, do that.
I know, but he was, like, complaining about his job, it doesn't pay enough, and how strapped for cash he was, and then his Ring app alerted that he calls her his maid. He doesn't say my house cleaner left the house. He's like, my maid just left the house, and he, like, showed me her, like, to kind of boast about it, but yet, like... And then when we were going to, like, order a salad, he's like, no, we could just have chicken wings.
But because he was, like, out of money?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to manage his money.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so that's the bottom line. That's where we're at. Okay.
Well, here's the thing, Sydney. So we just talked to Matt a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Could we just bring him on the line and maybe we can see if there was a confusion here or something?
Because you want to hear it from me. Okay, so, got it. Because here's the thing. I'll just be honest. Sydney, Matt reached out to us. He'd love to see you again. He had a great time on the first day.
Yeah.
I don't think he was aware of any of this.
All right.
Hang tight. Matt, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's me.
Did you hear Sydney's yeah. excuse why she's not getting back? Okay, go ahead. You're on with Sydney.
So what up? I have a maid. What's the big deal?
Wait, the big deal is that you first call her a maid. She's a housekeeper, whatever.
Like,
and then you boast about it and show me on your Ring app that she's like leaving the house and coming in. That's just weird. And then you can't afford to like even buy us a meal. I mean, like,
wait, no, that's not true. I just was not hungry, and I didn't think you were either. And first of all, like, I hired her, Elena. I hired like so long ago when I was actually making more money, and I just felt bad about like letting her go. So like, she's like part of the family. Like, I can't let her go. Like, she's employed. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just fire her.
That's respectable. But like, I don't understand. Like, it seems like you don't have your priorities in check, like with money. And my ex had a huge money problem. So like, this is not a foundation I want to start a relationship.
Yeah. I don't think it's about me then. I think it's more about your ex.
Well, you just keep thinking that it's about somebody else and not you and see how that works.
I just don't think it's a huge sacrifice. Because, like, you know, it just means I won't go out like one night that week or whatever to keep my house clean.
I got to say, Sydney, if I had a maid, I'd probably plaster it all over Facebook.
Yeah,
bragging.
Well, you know what? Then I wouldn't date you either.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm married.
You guys actually kind of sound like you've been
married for a while.
Married, yeah. So here's the thing. So Sydney, could he change his ways, like if he informed his mate, hey, I'm in a tough spot right now. Like,
or if he called her a house cleaner instead of a maid. I quite don't understand. That's like the difference between, and listen, I know they're flight attendants or pursers or whatever. You don't call them stewardesses anymore. But really, that's the deal? That's why?
Yeah, that is the deal.
Okay.
I don't want to be with somebody who is like that or doesn't have the priority set. So, I think I've got it.
The financial responsibility, I think, is legitimate, although I tend to think that there might be something that triggering in the past, as you mentioned, with your ex or whatever. Too,
but that's going to cost money.
Yeah, but
to go into that. Out. All right. So, listen,
Sydney, no second date. We're good here.
No second date.
Matt, okay. Go ahead, Matt.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. I guess I'm little bummed, but here's the great thing.
At least your house is clean.
The house is clean. That's the key.
And Sydney, we thank you, and we thank you, Matt. Best of luck in your dating adventures. It won't be together, obviously, but thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story.
These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.